KNOM Update News. I'm Ben Matheson, and it's 9:02. At last night's meeting of the Nome Common Council, City Manager Josie Banky recommended tabling the proposed recreational and commercial mining permit for the 2012 season. Banky says the permit's logistics are currently beyond the city's means.
Administratively, we are just not in a position to design and implement and manage a major permit process. Over the course of the last several months in digging into our RIPI permits, we've discovered we need to do some internal housekeeping there. Taking on a new permit process just isn't something that we feel we're able to do at this time.
Banky says additional port fees as well as permit fees for users of Belmont Beach will make up for money lost by tabling the permit. She added that she's exploring a proposal made by Representative Neil Foster and the Alaska Miners Association that could steer royalties from state mining license taxes to the city. The Planning Commission has a meeting tonight to talk about the proposed city permit. During the public comment section, Vernon Atkinson addressed the council on the city's plan to restrict inner harbor traffic to vessels with drafts of 20 inches or more. The plan would send more shallow draft vessels to Belmont Point or up the Snake River.
From the standpoint of seamanship and draft, this doesn't hold water. Well, there's some very large vessels that don't have 20 inches of draft. A lot of these other vessels have a lot of sail area, very subject to the wind. And Belmont Point and that river is going to be a dangerous place for them. By putting these larger shallow draft boats out by Belmont Point and in the river, I can pretty much guarantee you're going to have problems.
Atkinson said a first-come, first-serve policy would be more equitable for the inner harbor. Utility manager John Handelin gave a brief update to the council. The city's first fuel delivery will come around the 15th of July, and Handelin says the NJUS wind turbine project will likely be completed next summer.
We still have to take and finalize the land use issues with Banner Winds and Nassau Bering Strait, but the hope is that we can get through all of the agency hurdles so that they would allow us to construct foundations yet this fall, and then release the funding so that we can purchase the windmills so that they then would arrive on the first barge in 2013 and hopefully, you know, within a month, month and a half, be up and functioning.
Just before adjourning, the council voted to fill all 9 seats of the Nome Museum and Library Commission. The existing 5 members were reappointed, and at the mayor's suggestion, the final 4 seats went to Ann Whipple, Richard Benneville, Josie Stiles, and Howard Farley. Yesterday was the last day for the DNR to accept permit applications for recreational mining in Nome. Brent Goodrum, the director of the Division of Mining, Land, and Water, says there are now 101 rec permits and 20, including both rec and leaseholders, plus 20 belonging to only lease owners. Bill Cole is a geologist working for DNR.
One of the big unknowns, I think, for this season is that a lot of these applications are coming from the lower 48. There are people who don't have experience mining or in Alaska. And so one of the big uncertainties is how many of these people will actually get to Nome and how many of them will actually get some kind of a piece of mining equipment in the water. And we just don't know that.
State and federal agencies will be in Nome this afternoon beginning at 4 o'clock for a final meeting. Director Goodrum says education is a priority as vessels hit the water.
We anticipate there will be a lot of new people here, people who are perhaps new to the gold mining that takes place offshore here. And so we want to provide every opportunity we can to get the right information to them, to make ourselves available for them to ask questions. So we'd rather have them ask a question and get the answer from us than to charge off in an area in the wrong direction and maybe get started off on the wrong foot. So we're trying to be proactive.
Representatives from the Coast Guard, DNR, Fish and Game, and the Department of Environmental Conservation will be on hand to discuss new stipulations and policies this year. Copies of a new 22-page guide for miners will be available. A village public safety officer in Shefornik is accused of 3 counts of sexually abusing a minor, including twice at the village's public safety building. KYUK reports that Eddie B. Fenn was arrested on Sunday. A shift supervisor says Fenn was being held Wednesday at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center on $50,000 bail. The 17-year-old victim contacted state troopers beginning May 21st. According to a police affidavit, the victim says he summoned her to the safety building one night in November. The document says the victim alleges 2 other acts of abuse, including after Fenn allegedly paid for her airfare to Bethel in December and again in March at the Chifornik Safety Building. Governor Parnell yesterday signed a bill extending tax credits for the film industry and for exploration and drilling in remote parts of the state. Parnell signed Senate Bill 23 at an event in Fairbanks. A release from the governor's office says the bill extends the Alaska Film and Television Production Incentive Program for 10 years, providing a 30% tax credit on qualified spending within the state. The exploration and drilling credits are for rural areas of the state, which show possibilities of hydrocarbons, including the Nanana Basin, Selwick Basin, and Yukon Flats. Tomorrow and Saturday, Koweric and Nome Eskimo community are holding their annual e-waste event in Nome. Time to work with the City of Nome's Spring Cleaning Initiative. The event collects old electronics, ranging from computers and iPods to televisions and microwaves, then transports them to Seattle for recycling. Mike Sloan from Nome Eskimo says recycling e-waste is important because the materials inside old electronics and circuit boards can lead to toxic landfills.
There's a lot of toxic chemicals, metals, lead, cadmium, other heavy metals that are in e-waste, many of which are toxic, and we'd like to keep those out of our landfills.
The e-waste drive runs from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. both Friday and Saturday. And Nama Shannon with Koweric's backhaul and recycling program says the cost of recycling e-waste is 25 cents per pound or a $10 flat fee for bulk drops. She says partnerships with Bering Air and Alaska Logistics take care of some of the transportation costs, but the recycling process has other fees that cannot be avoided.
When we send it to the recycler in Seattle, they charge us 25 cents a pound to recycle it. People often have the idea that they should get paid for the recyclables, but here in Alaska, we oftentimes have to pay to recycle responsibly because of the transportation fees associated with it and also the recycling fees.
To learn more about what is and not not acceptable at Is E-Waste and to hear more about the e-waste drive, listen to Profiles after the 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. weather. The price of gold in New York today is up 70 cents at $1,564.20 an ounce. An ounce of silver down 14 cents at $27.89. A pound of zinc's at 85 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 departed Kotzebue at 8:36. It's expected to arrive in Nome at 9:24. It is currently 40 degrees outside the downtown KNOM studios, 9 minutes past 9 o'clock.